Our Father in heaven,
하나님 땅에 계셨습니다.
We thank thee for this passage of scripture in thy word.
感谢你这段经文在圣经里面。
May thou open this passage unto our eyes.
求主你开启我们的眼睛，好让我们能够明白这段经文。
That truly we will know how exactly our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came down from his glory.
好让我们知道主耶稣基督如何舍弃他的荣耀来到世上。
And that on the earth we may have peace, goodwill toward all men.
好让我们在这地上能够有平安和喜乐。
That we may truly understand the Christmas message.
好让我们真正的能够来明白这圣诞的信息。
May thy Holy Spirit be our teacher and our guide.
愿你的圣灵做我们的导师，引导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today is a happy day.
今天是充满喜乐的一天。
For we have just witnessed the baptism of some of our brethren.
因为我们刚刚见证了当我们当中一些弟兄姐妹的洗礼。
They have written their testimonies in the weekly.
周刊也刊登了他们所写的见证。
And I am very much encouraged by what they have written.
我通过读他们所写的见证，我也得到很大的鼓励。
Understand that this service is only possible because of Jesus Christ.
要明白今天我们能够这样的来崇拜，完全是因为主耶稣基督的关系。
If it is not for Jesus Christ, then all will be in vain.
倘若不是主耶稣基督，一切都是徒然的。
Christmas is not about shopping, nor is it about the things of the world. Christmas is not about parties and merrymaking. But Christmas really is about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came down from His glory. That is why today we may witness such a happy occasion. If He had not come down from glory, then there is no salvation. And if there is no salvation, then would be no joy. There would be no hope in this world. And so we are so thankful that Jesus Christ had come down from His glory some 2,000 years ago. And this is what the scriptures tell us in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. The Bible here says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就有自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And so today there are three things we want to observe of what it means for Jesus Christ to come down from His glory. The first thing that we see from the scriptures is that it is a demonstration of His humility. Understand that Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity. And as the second person of the Trinity, He is God.
所以三一真神当中的第二位的他就是神。
Not 20% God, not 50% God, but 100% God.
不是百分之二十或者五十，而是百分之一百的神。
Just God the Father is God.
父是神。
God the Son is also God.
子也是神。
And so, as God, all glory belongs to Him.
所以作为神，所有的荣耀都是归他的。
He is the creator of this world.
他创造了这世界。
He is also sovereign over all things in the universe.
他在整个宇宙所发生的事都拥有他的主权。
There is none that is higher than God.
没有人比神有更高的权威了。
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And yet, this King of kings and the Lord of lords humbled himself to come on.Into this world.
但是这位万王之王、万主之主却愿意虚己、谦卑自己来到世界上。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ emptied of himself.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣虚己。
What does it mean for Jesus Christ to empty of himself?
他虚己是什么意思呢？
Well, that does not mean that Jesus Christ has given up his divine nature.
这不是说耶稣放弃了他的神性。
He is still 100% God.
他还是百分之一百的神。
But what Jesus Christ did was to give up his external glory.
耶稣所做的就是他放弃了他外在的荣耀。
You know, if the Lord were to manifest his full glory before men, no man will be able to stand before him.
你知道，若神在人面前显示他所有的荣耀，没有人能够在他面前站立得住的。
And that is because we are all sinners.
这是因为我们都是罪人。
And He is the Holy God.
他是一个神圣的神。
If He were to reveal His full glory, we will all die.
如果他彰显他所有的荣耀，我们肯定会死。
But Jesus Christ chose to give up the external manifestation of His glory.
但是耶稣选择了放弃他外在的荣耀的显示。
And in what way did he give up the external manifestation of his glory?
他在什么方面放弃了他在外在的荣耀的显示呢？
Well, the Bible tells us down here, he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
圣经告诉我们，他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
This talks about the incarnation of Christ.
这里告诉我们耶稣如何道成肉身。
He talks about how Jesus Christ was born into this world as a man.
告诉我们耶稣如何是以人来降生在这世界上。
And so our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is 100% God, 100% man.
所以我们主耶稣基督是百分之一百的神，也是百分之一百的人。
And why did he come into this world?
为什么他要来到这个世界呢？
He came into this world to be a servant.
他来到这个世界要做一个奴仆。
And here the word servant has the understanding of not just a servant, but that of a slave, which the Chinese translation has rendered it very well.
所以这不是一个普通的仆人，而是一个奴仆。中文圣经是很正确的这么翻译了。
Yes, a born slave.
就是一个没有自由的仆人。
And as this slave, and why did he come as a slave?
为什么耶稣到了要成为奴仆呢？
Because it is the will of the Father that men should be saved from their sins.
所以这是父的旨意，父要人从罪中得到救赎。
Do you believe that you are a sinner?
你是否相信你是一个罪人呢？
You know, in order to know the beauty of the Christmas story,And to know the love of Christ, you must first understand that you are a sinner.
你如果要明白圣诞节是如何的美好，耶稣的爱是何等的大，首先你就要知道你是一个罪人。
Many times people like to talk about the love of Christ, but they do not want to mention that men are sinners.
很多时候人们喜欢谈论到耶稣是爱，但是却不喜欢说人是罪人。
And that is why when people keep talking about the love of Christ, many hear about the love of Christ but do not understand what it means.
这也是为什么人们常常听到耶稣的爱，但是却不了解他真正的意义。
You know, one thing that I was very heartened when I read the testimonies given in the weekly was the fact that our candidates for baptism confessed that they were sinners.
我非常高兴当我读到那些受洗的弟兄姐妹们的见证，因为他们在见证里他们承认他们是罪人。
And in fact, they confessed that until they know what great sinners they were, they did not understand the gospel at all.
他们也承认，当他们真正明白自己是罪人的时候，他们才开始来明白福音。
And until they understood how great sinners they were, they could not also understand what the Christmas story was all about in its fullness.
直到他们明白自己是一个罪人，他们不能够完完全全了解圣诞的意义。
You know, I was very surprised to read the testimony of one of our mothers.
我非常惊讶读到我们当中一位母亲的见证。
And it is the testimony of our dear sister Ivy.
是天恒姐妹的见证。
How did he come to realize that she was such a great sinner?
他怎么明白自己是一个很大的罪人呢？
You read her testimony.
你读她的见证。
She said she came to realize that she was a great sinner when she looked at her own son Isaiah.
她明白自己是一个很大的罪人，是当她看到自己的儿子示卓的时候。
You know, this is the first time I have ever read such a testimony.
这是我第一次读到这样的一个见证。
So interesting, a mother realized the depth of her own sin by looking at her own son.
是非常有趣，一个母亲察觉到自己是何等大的罪人，当她在看到自己的儿子的时候。
And because of that, she came into the fullness of understanding of the gospel and what is written in the Bible.
也因为这样，她才完完全全的明白福音，也明白圣经所写的。
I think all the mothers of newborns and fathers also, right, very quickly realize that their children are sinners.
我相信所有的那些新生孩子的新生儿的父母亲很快就会发现他们的孩子不过是罪人。
At first, the child is born very cute.
当孩子刚刚出世的时候非常可爱。
The mother heart melts.
母亲的心就融化了。
The father heart also melts.
爸爸的心也融化了。
Until they begin to start looking after the child.
直到他们开始照顾自己的孩子。
And the child starts to wake up at funny hours.
孩子在很奇怪的时间就起来。
And then start to cry.
开始的哭。
And when he wants milk, the baby will cry very loud.
当他需要奶的时候，他哭得更大声。
Baby boy, baby girl also the same.
不管是男的女的，都会很嚎啕大哭。
And you do not know what to do.
你不知道要怎么做。
Until you give the child milk.
直到你给孩子喂奶。
But after that, you realize that soon, each child will also develop his own temper.
然后你会发现每一个孩子都有自己的脾气。
And they have their own way to rebel.
他们有他们背叛叛逆的方法。
And you do not need to teach the child how to rebel.
你不需要教导他们如何来不听父母的话。
And thereby you realize that this child that looks so cute is also a sinner.
你就会发现到这看起来非常可爱的孩子不过是一个罪人。
And I'm sure our dear sister also realized this.
我相信我们天恒姐妹也察觉到这一点。
And so she realized that, oh, what I see in my own son is also a reflection of me.
所以她在世卓身上也看到反映了自己。
I am also a great sinner.
我也是一个很大的罪人。
I am the chief of all sinners.
我是一个罪魁。
And this is the truth with regards to all men in this world.
这是一个真理，每一个世上的人都是一个罪人。
All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is no one good, no, not one.
没有一个好的，连一个也没有。
And we are sinners before a God that is holy and just.
我们在是在一个圣洁公义的神面前，而我们是罪人。
And what must a holy and just God do?
这圣洁公义的神要怎么做呢？
Of course, he must punish sin.
当然，他要处罚罪。
And so, therefore, what is the wages of sin?
所以罪的工价是什么呢？
The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
And if none of us have our sins cleansed,
如果我们的罪没有得到洁净,
after we pass on from this world,
当我们离开这个世界的时候,
there will be a judgment,
我们就有审判在等待着我们,
whereby those who had not their sins cleansed will be eternally condemned in the lake of fire.
那些罪没有得到赦免的,
this is the bad news of the world.
这是世界的, 不好的消息,
and you just look at this world. Is there not death all around us? This is the evidence of sin. But we are so thankful that the Lord loves us. The Bible tells us that God does not want men to perish. And so, in His great love, God the Father sends His Son into His only begotten Son into this world in order to die for our sins. And that is why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came down from His glory. He came down to be to serve us. To serve as what?
以什么的方式来服侍呢?
To serve as the Savior for mankind. And so therefore He willingly, because of love, gave up His external glory. He humbled Himself. Why did He humble Himself? Because of you, because of me.
因为你和因为我,
if He had not humbled Himself to come down to this earth, where will we have our salvation? We were His enemies. And yet, for the sake of His enemies, Christ came down to this world to humble Himself to be a man so that we may have salvation. But why does He need to be a man? Because Jesus Christ must represent us to be our substitute on the cross of Calvary. We in Adam, the first man, is plunged into sin. Because the first man sinned in the Garden of Eden by eating of the fruit of the knowledge, by eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and so therefore all mankind is plunged into sin. He is our representative. We became sinners through Him. And so therefore it is necessary for another person to become our representative. To die on our behalf. So that it is not us who die on the cross. Even though we are most deserving of it. But this person, in order to satisfy the divine justice of God, became the propitiation of us for our sins. And this is the love and humility of Christ. And through the love of humility and through the love and humility of Christ, we see how Christ is also obedient to His Father. So when we talk about Christ coming down from His glory, we are not only talking about His humility, but we are also talking about his obedience. And when we talk about the obedience of Christ, we are talking about two aspects of his obedience. Firstly, his active obedience. What do we mean by Christ's active obedience? Well, we talk about how Christ came to this world to keep the Ten Commandments perfectly for us. All of us are sinners. And so there is no way we can keep the Ten Commandments perfectly. And the Bible says if we break any one of the commandments, we break all. That is why all men are sinners and all men cannot. No, that is why all men have fallen short of the glory of God and all men cannot enter into heaven. We are unable to meet God's standards. But because Jesus Christ is 100% God, and therefore without sin, and so he is able to keep the Ten Commandments perfectly for us. And because he is 100% man, he can be our representative in keeping these Ten Commandments for us. This is the active obedience of Christ. Then there is what we call the passive obedience of Christ. And this talks about how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ willingly went to the cross of Calvary to die for sinners such as you and I. He suffered on our behalf. He was perfect. He had no sin. When he was brought before the courts to be tried, Pontius Pilate says, "Well, I find no fault in this man." And yet, he died in our place. This is the passive obedience of Christ. How he was obedient to the will of the Father to die on the cross of Calvary. So when we talk about the Christmas story, and we talk about the birth of Christ, understand that we are talking about the birth of our Savior, who has come to this earth to die. He was born to die. Why should anyone come to this earth to be born in order to die? Simply because of the love of God. And simply because Jesus Christ was obedient to the will of his Father. And so, this is what we see in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This was the mind that was in Christ Jesus. What type of mind? A mind of humility, a mind of obedience unto God the Father. And as we come before the Lord this Christmas, this is something that we ought to remember. Humility and obedience. And what the Apostle Paul is trying to say down here is follow the example of Christ. Christ was humble to come down to this world. And when he was born upon the earth, he was born in a manger. There was no room for him. And what type of manger? Well, it was a place that was surely smelly. Because you are living with animals. If not, just visit one of the stables in Singapore and have a nice sniff. Our children a few years ago had a nice sniff. I hope our children will not forget the experience. And besides that, Jesus Christ was also born in a stone manger. Not like what is depicted often in books whereby the manger is made of wood. But in a cradle that was made of stone. It was a stone cold manger. Can you imagine this is the king, a king of kings? Many of the kings of this world, when they are born, they are born with first class royalty treatment. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, no. This is the humility of Christ. And this is also how Christ was obedient to his Father. And he was obedient all the way unto the cross. And so we who are Christians must also be the same. We must be fully submissive to God and His Word. There must also be humility among brethren. Let all of us esteem others better than ourselves. Let pride be abased. Because this is not the way of our Savior in the Christmas story. And of course, when we say Christmas story, it is not just a story, but it is historical fact. It truly happened. Learn from the testimony of our Savior. But not only is the Christmas account about Christ's humility and obedience, but you will realize that the Christmas story also looks forward to the exaltation of Christ. It looks forward to the second coming of Christ. Understand that when Christ came the first time, He came to be the Savior of the world, to die on the cross for our sins. And how thankful we are that because He knew no sin, so death had no power over Him. And so He shed His precious blood. He died on the cross. Was buried. And on the third day He rose again from the dead. And is now ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God. But the Bible tells us Christ will come a second time. And when He comes a second time, He comes not as the Lamb of God, but as the Lion of Judah. And he comes to judge the world. At the end of the world, everybody will have to stand before the throne of God. Of course, we who are as believers, we will be most happy in Christ Jesus. We will be together with Him. And in the new heaven and new earth, we will forever be praising His holy name. But what about all those who refuse to confess Jesus Christ? They may not do so here while on earth. But the Bible tells us that one day everyone will have to confess that indeed Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is exactly what the Bible says in verses 9 to 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Oh, the people of this world, they love their names. But no name can be higher than that of Christ. But because there is only one name under heaven in which we may find salvation, and that is the name Jesus Christ. And the Bible also tells us that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Is there any name that can get everybody in this world to count out? No, only one name. The name of Jesus Christ. And in verse 11, we read that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. After the cross of Christ comes the crown. Firstly, there is humility. After that, there is exaltation. It doesn't matter who you are. One day you will have to count out before Him. The question is this. Will you count out before Him as a follower of the Lamb, or will you count out before Him as someone who has not your sins cleansed? If your sins are not forgiven, you will be forced to confess Him. But after that, you will be eternally separated from Him. And after that, you will suffer forever in the lake of fire. We pray that none of us here would experience that. And God does not want us to experience that. And that is why Jesus Christ came down from His glory. And so that's why Christmas is such a joyous occasion. It is such a joyous occasion not because of parties, not because of gifts, not because of all forms of merrymaking. It is not a season of cheer because there is Christmas sale. Lelong, 25% off. Christmas is such a joyous occasion because Christ came down from His glory. In humility,
带着个谦卑的心,
in obedience,
然后顺服了父神,
and because of what Christ has done,
因为耶稣所成就的一切,
God will exalt him.
父神会高举他,
have you come to know this Savior?
你是否认识这位救主呢?
Our brethren today have confessed that they know him. And because of that, they are so happy. Oh, happy day, happy day. All my sins are forgiven. And I am washed as white as snow. Now I have true peace. Peace with God. And I am reconciled to Him. How wonderful. And I believe it's their prayer that everyone down here would also follow them into the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, how thankful we are for the love of Christ Jesus, who came down from His glory to save sinners such as us. So Father, we pray that all of us would come to know this peace that we can have through Jesus Christ. No other way but through Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank Thee how during this Christmas period we can bear testimony of this truth. How we pray that many more will be delivered from the chains of sin. For when that happens, Christmas will truly be Christmas for them. And so, Father, we commit our lives into our hands. May Thou grant us great peace this Christmas. And also peace throughout all our days. This is our humble cry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.